And usually the interviewer will ask if they need clarification or they'd like more information, but you can always ask, was that enough, or would you like to, me to give you another example? So don't hesitate to be the initiator. If you have questions of your own, or if the person's looking like they need more information, you can say, would you like me to provide another example?
And again, focus consistently on your positive, strong points as you prepare and present your stories.
And here, this is if you're great at organization and you're great at attention to detail, and that's what the job calls for, make sure that you mention this a few times and have a few different stories that focus on these skills.
And as we talked about earlier, be prepared with pertinent questions. Often I say to students, the questions that you ask are almost or as important as the questions that are asked of you. So you want your questions to reflect that you've done some research and that you've given some thought to the particular employer you're interviewing with. You don't want to ask questions that you could find out the answers online. You want to go research the company and come up with questions based on the information that's presented online. Again, also asking questions of the interviewer as well as questions about the company culture, about projects you'd be working on. Ask them to describe what success would look like for the person who is hired in the position in 6 months, those types of questions.
And people do like sharing about themselves and sharing about the company, especially if they like working there. So asking what is it that you like most about working at this company is a nice question to ask.
We have gone and included a YouTube video on what not to do. So please pause on this presentation to view the following YouTube link for a kind of fun illustration on how not to interview.